Our pre-Christmas sale is hope. The season of Advent is here, and it's the season of hope. Something is drawing on the horizon of our lives. Can we see it? The very meaning of the season is about something or someone coming, something arriving. The word Advent is derived from the Latin word Adventus, which literally means coming. We are waiting for something. Something that is coming, something that is arriving. Have you ever been waiting for something to come in the mail or come a package to be delivered and you think and they promise that it's going to be there? And if it's something that you really don't want, it'll be there the next day. But if it's something that you're really waiting for, it kind of sometimes takes its time. But this is, the Lord is coming. He's going to arrive on time. You see, in this Advent season, the church, you and I, we lift our head and we squint towards the horizon. We take a long view, turning our gaze towards that which is approaching, that which is coming. And on this first Sunday in Advent, our view may be a little cloudy. It's a little cloudy out today, but we know there's hope. The horizon is far away. And although we can see that something is happening, we cannot quite make out what it might be. To discern what is approaching, to try and understand, we listen to the words of the prophet Jeremiah. His words excite us because he promises salvation. In those days, he said, and at that time I will cause a righteous branch to spring up for David. And he shall execute justice and righteousness in the land. You see, the name of this approaching one is righteousness. Jesus is our righteousness. So in Advent, the church proclaims the approaching righteousness of God. It's a crucial proclamation because it is a real source of hope. The world, our lives, our days cannot live without hope. When we've lost our hope, we've lost our joy. When we lose our hope, it's so hard for people that feel like they've lost their hope to even try to get them to the place where they can find joy. Anticipating what God is going to do energizes us for faithful and fruitful living. Ironically, the day we anticipate the future by remembering the past. We remember the glory days of Israel under King David's leadership. We strain forward in order to see a righteous branch spring forth. Because we all know that there was not a lot of righteousness at many times in David's life. But at a right time, David became righteousness. But this is a particular kind of remembering. In this season, we do not remember that which has happened in the past, in a historic sense, like we like to do in churches sometimes. We like to remember the glory days, sometime or another when they were. We remember in a way that changes us today. It is the memory of a loved one's kiss, the touch of a hand, the beauty of a hug, the memory of a child returning home after too long of an absence, the memory of the words of forgiveness for some wrong committed. You see, the power of this kind of memory can make us cry or laugh or even feel contentment. You see, it's a memory that never grows old. We tell stories of it again and again because each time we tell the story, we experience the power of the memory in our lives. You see, each year, the season of Advent calls you and I, this community of faith, to prepare for the visit of God's salvation. Our work is to anticipate that which God will do to bring fulfillment to not just one, but to all people. To bring fulfillment to all. We're preparing for the event in the stable at Bethlehem, which brings together the hopes and fears of all the years. When we sing the hymn, O Little Town of Bethlehem, it is so beautifully stated in there. Also this morning as we sang the hymn, Come Thou Long Expected Jesus, born to set Thy people free, from our fears and sins release us, let us find our rest in Thee. And the next part says, Israel's strength and consolation, hope of all the earth Thou art, dear desire of every nation, joy in every longing heart. Hope of all the earth Thou art. He is our hope on this earth, Jesus the Christ. You see, hope, though, is never cheap. It demands the great energy of faith. This is true because we need hope when we face desperate circumstances. Many people have been in desperate circumstances this year. Situations, places where you feel like, how much more can we bear? How much more can come? How much more can happen? We find ourselves in those places. We need hope to face those days. You see, Jeremiah draws on the deeper energy of his own faith as he proclaims in verse 14a that the days are coming. The days are coming. It must have been a very difficult ministry because he was speaking to people who had lost their hope. That's hard. Exiles in a strange land do not find hope easily. Exiles in a strange land do not find hope easily. Into this condition of lostness, the prophet dares to speak his word of hopeful newness that will come to pass because of God's salvation. God's there. God's hope is there. And like Jeremiah, the church must draw on its energy of faith as it offers to that world that we live in a vision of the newness that God brings in the birth of the Christ child. It's newness. It's the beginning. You see, the proclamation must be bold, so that our anticipation can be without hesitation, that we can stand up for that which is wrong, that we can stand up and lift our voices, that we can stand up without hesitation when we see something that is wrong. You see, the days are coming, and we must make ready. So lift your heads and let your hearts be strengthened. God is doing a new thing. And to us, this day has come the joyous and holy task. That is that task of mine and that task of yours, of helping the world get ready for the most blessed event in the history of our world. The most blessed event. Come Thou Long Expected Jesus. Joy of all the earth come down. The joy, the hope, the blessings. We're ready for that pre-Christmas sale. Have you got your hope ready? Your peace, your joy, your love. As we light the candles each week, we're coming before God thinking, hoping, preparing as we come to Christmas Eve when we light the Christ candle. And we know that He was born that night in a little place called Bethlehem. That was so out of the way. It wasn't a pretty little town. It was a dirty little town. It wasn't a beautiful, wonderful place. It was just a place. But it was something that changed our world. And we need to live our life as children in this changed world. Let us pray.